Thank you for calling RDI. This is Tammy. How can I help you?
Hi, it's Jan from Pentimento. How are you?
Hi, Jan. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to hear your
voice. I get all your messages like a week later when I come home. You should call me on my cell if you want me.
Oh, no problem. Where'd you go?
How are you? Oh, I go to, like, northern Michigan, to Petoskey.
Nice.
Yeah.
For business, pleasure?
For pleasure, just to get out of here.
I don't blame
you. We haven't been going too far. Yeah, I married him. My husband, he has a house in northern Michigan, so it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
up north. Yeah. Anyways.
Nice to know.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's getting colder. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
where there's nonstop everything, so.
Oh, my God. I saw them say snow on our forecast. I go,
yeah.
You see that pink and purple?
I know. I'm not ready.
Anyway.
I'm not ready.
I know. I sent you a thing a while ago, a GIA search for a diamond a customer of mine has.
Yeah.
I don't know how he ended up with it in the divorce. But they got it from me probably 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I don't want it. I want to sell it. Do you know anybody?
Right. Yeah, we haven't, like, bought a diamond back from, bought a diamond in general since before the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
Have so many of them?
I mean, from, like, retailers, from jewelers and things. It's mainly, honestly, because they have, like, so many sanctions now in place about diamond origin. So now we have to have everything documented about where exactly they came from. And with all the G7 sanctions and everything, we have to have.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so crazy, but yeah. So
okay,
I would love to have that emerald. Trust me, I would love to have it.
So he should what? Sell it out? Like try to sell it out? I mean, I don't want to be involved in it. I just have no interest in it.
Yeah, no. I would suggest that.
He should just try to sell it out. I mean, he took it somewhere. He took it somewhere, and I don't know. And so he said, you know what? He goes, I was thinking of selling it. He's an old friend of mine from high school.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen in years and years. And he said, you know, then I thought, you know, maybe I'll call Jan. So I looked it up, and I'm like, Howard, this is like a certed stone. It's a beautiful, I mean, don't just sell it to anybody.
Right.
You know, who you're offering it to doesn't know what it, I mean, I know not that it matters.
Right.
You know, but I said it's a special stone and, you know, you should at least know what you're handing off to somebody. So I gave him a cert and I don't know what, you know, and I said, I'll send it to a couple people. But
yeah, no, I mean, I wish we did, but we just really don't anymore. It's definitely been something that we kind of shied away from after the sanctions were in place.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm not looking for any diamonds.
You should be.
and that's it. I'm going to go home and mow my lawn, I think. 55? I am for the last time. It's sunny here. Sunny and 55. Anyways, darling. All right. Well, I will call you when I need you.
Okay.
And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. You too. I can't believe it's already here.
I know. We'll be wishing Merry Christmas. All right,
Sierra. Oh, my gosh. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.